You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
The dating and marriage today seems to divert from God's intention, His plan for marriage, for courtship, for dating to work. It seems very obvious that the world totally deteriorates with the way we should do relationships, courtship, and marriage. One of the famous men, I guess, a comedian in the U.S. right now, in Hollywood, by the name of Chris Rock, gave his piece on this matter when he said, "Do you want to be single and lonely or married and bored?" Wow, think about that. Folks, the world has been trying to solve the problem of relationships. People would say, "Hey, look, if you're single, guess what? Sorry for you, man. You're lonely. You won't spend your Valentine with someone. Sorry ka na lang. You don't have a date for Valentine. Oh boy, I pity you. And for you, get married. Finally, you're married. Uh-oh. Boring. Uh-oh, raising up kids. Uh-oh, doing household chores. People are trying to say, if our marriages won't work, we have a solution. What's the solution? We gotta pass that bill ASAP. That divorce bill, which only the Philippines doesn't have that bill passed. Of all the nations of the world, tayo na lang. Teka muna, nahuli na tayo. Huli na tayo sa balita. We gotta do something about this. We gotta pass this bill. If marriage won't work, divorce is the solution. If there are big differences between a man and a woman, guess what? The only way for us to do this is, we can't get divorced, call it annulment. Or, you could stay in that relationship and there's one ring for you. It's not the wedding ring, it's suffering. To all of you are single today, and to all of you young people, students, you gotta hear this. Singles face these two main problems as far as relationships or getting into marriages. All right? We call it the over-desire marriage. Have you ever encountered that over-desire? Where we get the word, the only way for me to be complete is you. You complete me. The goal here is this. The goal in life is to get married. Hello? Ay, naku, hindi pa ako nag-aasawa. Ay, kailan kaya ako mag-aasawa? Kasi gustong-gusto ko na talaga mag-asawa eh. Sa totoo lang, lahat ng mga friends ko nag-asawahan na, ako na lang naiwanan. Ilang taon na ako, alam mo, next year, ayoko na eh. Kasi more than sa kalendaryo na ako, 40 na ba ako? Gusto ko na talaga mag-asawa. So for me to get into a relationship, okay, the internet, foreigner pa, Filipinos don't like me, but the world is out there for me to get into a relationship, for me to be married. Guess what? When people have this goal to end up in a relationship, to be married, once that becomes a problem with the person that they get married to, guess what? They become discouraged. They become disgruntled. And they will say, "I didn't end up the right guy. There's somebody out there who needs to deserve this kind of love, who needs for me to be complete." And guess what? People are looking for that kind of relationship. You want to emphasize more on this? Let's turn off the lights and hear this conversation.
Ako yung problema. Kasi nasasaktan ako kahit hindi naman ako dapat nasasaktan. Sana kayo kung isa yung sakit na nararamdaman ko. Kasi ako yung milimito, di ba? Ako yung may gusto. Sana kayo kung lang sabihin sa'yo na masaya ako para sa'yo. Para sa inyo. Sana kaya ko. Sana kaya ko. Pero hindi eh. Sumasama akong tao. Kasi ang totoo, masa pa lang sabihin mo. Sana ako pa rin. Ako na lang. Ako na lang ulit.
Mahal si Trisha.
Thank you. All right. Parang nabiting kayo. Sayang. Kailangan marinig natin si Popoy. Sabi ni Basha, sakit. Sana. Ako na lang uli. Ako na lang. You know, sometimes we get moved with those kinds of conversation based on the emotions. But it's a typical example. Sorry to Brother Popoy. Is just an he's basically, I think the guy's from here, all right, somewhere here, all right. And he's anyway, he's close. By the way, he's close. One day, I'm sure he's gonna get saved. They're all gonna get saved. But the whole point is, over desire is something that you really want, that focuses on you, that everything boils down to what you want. That everything boils down to me, complete me. I'll try to fit in whatever it takes so that you may be able to give me the kind of love that I need. There's another one, which if it's not over desire, it is under desire. Under desire yung tipong walang desire to be in a relationship. The only way for this person to be in a relationship is if you will submit to the requirements and qualifications and standard. Ay, wala pa ako nakikita eh. Gusto ko yung ganito, gusto ko yung guwapo talaga, gusto ko para si Popoy, gusto ko yung maghahatid sa akin parate, gusto ko yung parate may chocolates, gusto ko talagang inaamo ko, hindi ako nagagalit, gusto ko yung parate ako masaya. Yun yung gusto. Wala pa ako makita ng ganun eh. Guess what? That's under desire. And basically, you know what we're saying here? It's still focused on you. Get to the point that you get self-pity. Ang sakit. Ayoko na. Napakasakit nito. Dahil, love hurts under desire. You want to emphasize more on this? Let's watch this video.
Hindi ko na alam. Hindi ko na alam, pare. Ewan na. Hindi ko alam na ganito pala ako sakit. Ayoko na. Take me, Lord, please.
Uy, ano ba? Chico, na kaya ko, kaya mo rin. Naalala mo na ako nandyan? Oh, hindi ba't ikaw pa nagsabi sa akin na baka kaya tayo iniwan ang mga taong mahal natin? Kasi, Baka mayroong bagong darating na mas okay. Na mas mamahalin tayo. Yung taong di tayo sasaktan at paasahin. Yung nag-iisang tao na magtatama ng malay sa buhay natin. Nang lahat ng mali sa buhay mo.
May narinig ako banda rito, alam na alam yung linya eh. Parang sinasabi, parang, wow, parang, grabe, miskin nakapi, sobrang alam yung... Ayoko na, gusto ko na magpakamatay. Hindi ko makuha, na sobrang sakit. You know, a blind man cannot lead a blind person. Pareho sila. Nag-advise pa. Ito pa, ginamit pa si Lord. Lord, kunin mo na ako. Guys, listen. Here's the bottom line why people get into this. Whether it is under desire kind of relationship or overly desire, the bottom line, this relational problem boils down to what? Selfish love. It's always thinking, I will never get hurt. I will never get offended. I gotta be happy. It has to be right. It has to be Mr. Right. It has to be like this to comply with my standard. Guess what? You know the real issue? You fall in love with yourself. Whether in boyfriend-girlfriend relationship or even marriages today, sad to say, it's a me marriage. The reason marriages run dry, simply because we give love to fulfill us and not the other. Kailangan intindihin mo ako. Kailangan magsakripisyo ka. Ito yung nangyayari sa akin. Ba't hindi mo binibigay yung deserving ko na pinapakita mo sa akin is not enough. Guess what? It's selfish kind of love. The reason why there's porn, people get in adultery, have a third party. I'm in a group of people with my friends that I'm reaching out. And I was with my wife a week ago. And after the game, we had a party. All right? And we introduced ourselves and they introduced their wives. And the wife goes like this, I'm the first and the last. Ako yung una at huli. And me and my wife were looking at each other. May ganon. And I said, honey, let me introduce you. Here's my wife. My one and only. Why would people make such comments like that? Simply because their understanding about love is self. Selfish love. And whether they're believers, people who are part in church, or they are not part of the church, people sometimes have a wrong understanding of what love is all about. People trying to be manipulative. Dadaanin ka sa mga bagay-bagay para makuha ka lang. Pero pag nakuha ka na nila, yung gusto nila, yung gusto ko, yung gusto ng desire ko, yung gusto ng lust ko, sorry, you're not the same kind of person that I give my attention to. Does this make sense? It's what you call what's in it for me kind of love. Selfish love. Period. That's what you get, or we all get. Going back to the story we read, you know, it's important for us to get some godly biblical standards or godly biblical principles that I believe it could work as far as courtship lessons our concerns. Are you ready for this? For us to understand about courtship, students, single people, married couples, here's what we need to understand based on what we just read. Number one, you have to work and wait and know your boundaries. You got to know where what you're going to get to, who is the person you're getting into as far as relationship is concerned, it is important for us to work on this. Everybody say work. Verse 18 says, I'll work for you 7 years. Jacob was in love with Rachel and said, I'll work for you 7 years in return for your younger daughter, Rachel, was saying to Laban. Single man, that means you need to work if you want to court a girl. You got to pursue. To be honest with you, hindi pwedeng ligaw tingin. Yeah. Hindi rin pwedeng ligaw mundo. Tipong pinapursue mo na ayaw na nga sa'yo, kulit-kulit mo, nandiyan ka pa rin. Ah, sino kala mo, Jaworski ka? Barangay Hinebra. Man-to-man defense. Kahit ka sa magpunta, ayaw na nga sa'yo, kulit mo. Style mo, bulok. Pursue means doing whatever it takes to respectfully and honorably court a girl and win her heart. Are you showing the kind of respect men that women deserve? Are you showing that kind of honor? If we honor God, then we need to honor one another. Are you here with me? Proverbs 24, verse 7 says, Amplified version of the Bible, put first things first, all right? First things first. Prepare your work outside and get it ready for yourself in the field, and afterward, build your house and establish a home. I'd like to make a point. Men, if you want to get into a relationship, here's the bottom line. Have an established job. How dare you court someone when you don't have a job? Are you here with me? You got to look for a job. If it can fit for two person, what in the world are you talking about love when you can't even give and provide for that person the rest of your life? Tapos magkakaanak ka? Bigla na buntis? And then what? Kakato ka? Mommy, mommy. Mommy. Are you here with me? Single man, gotta show respect. Be dignified. In other words, here's the bottom line, men. Christian men, godly men, be stable. Have a job. Find a work. Be a man. Be a man. Don't get into a relationship without you being responsible of yourself, and make sure you have enough bucks. Tapos, may pang-load ka ba dyan? Kasi hindi kita na-text eh. For you single ladies, let me talk to you with respect, with honor. Single ladies, please, if you're a woman of God, and all of you have Christ in your heart, you are a woman of God, please, don't be easy to get person. The easy to get person? Konting ano lang, masyari ng emotion. Konting guwap. Oh gosh. Know the person and make him work for it. Don't give in to the ploy of anybody's emotional way of getting you. Are you here with me? Do a background check. Women, if you know who you are, men will respect you. You don't change simply because he's coming, he's calling, he's gonna show up. I have to put some makeup. Why not show up with such dirt in your face? Hello, it's just like, huwag ka kaya maligo, pakita ka. This is the real me. You want me? Sure, come on. Are you still in love with me? You wanna get me? All right, let's have a date. No makeups, nothing at all. Chinelas ka? I'm serious. Do a background check with the guys. Ask the question, does this man love Jesus? Is this guy a lover of Jesus? I'm in church, I love God, and all of a sudden it's just all a matter of personality, background, all a matter of showing good and nice, kind, and giving me all the stuff I want. Hello, is that guy love Jesus? If he doesn't love God, do you think that guy would love you? Second question, does he have a stable job? Can he provide for you? As I said, I pointed it out. Number three, is he spiritually, emotionally, socially fit for you? In other words, is he a friend? Kaibigan ba yan? Not because he likes this, you like this also. Uy, compatible kami. Gusto mo rin si Basha? Ay, gusto mo rin channel 2 ka? Dati channel 7. Channel 2 ka rin ako ngayon eh. Kaya't kampamilya na tayo. Ay, hindi Christian yan. Dapat kapatid. Kasi, does this person trust you and respect you? If he did not work for you, he might not work for you and in your marriage. Think about this. Verse 20 says, so Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seemed like only a few days to him to be his love for her. 7 years. How many days would that be? 7 years of kilig. Ito nagtatrabaho to para sa akin. Every time makita niya si Jacob, ayan na naman siya. O, tingnan mo, zibag-zibag. O. Sige, ano ka, ano? O, tingnan mo na naman. Ayan na naman siya. 3 years na yan. 3 years na siyang ganyan. See, next year, tingnan natin, pang fourth year na, malapit na. Is the guy working things out for you? Not for him, but for you. Then Jacob said to Laban, after 7 years, imagine he pursued for 7 years. Give me my wife, my time is completed. I want to lie with her. I want to make love with her. He waited 7 years. I'm not going to touch her. She's my friend. I'm waiting for that moment for her to be my wife. Then I want to make love. 7 years. It's worth the wait. But here's what happened. He was deceived by Laban. Ang binigay, yung kapatid, eh, ayaw niya doon, hindi ko time. Does that relationship stop there? By the way, it's a custom, all right? Just want to let you know. There's principles that we could learn from this. He waited another 7 years. Here comes Rachel again. 7 years again. Ayun na naman siya. Talagang super kilig. He's working it out for me. 14 long years in the making of pursuing, the lady was waiting, not easy to get, patiently waiting for the right person. This man, oh boy. Are you here with me, my friends? She didn't give in to sex, or he did not initiate. About from that 14 years of working it out, it's all building relationship. Not like in the internet, what we want, oh, sige, meet tayo. Facebook, sige, tara. Folks, think about this. God was at work. I want to understand this. What is courtship? Let's define what courtship is. Courtship is what? Pursuing a relationship with a view towards marriage. Why don't we read it all together now? The count of three. One, two, three, go. Pursuing a? Men, women, if there's someone pursuing you and it's not gonna end up in marriage, don't waste your life. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your passion. Don't waste your energy. Don't you ever waste it at all. Emotions can deceive you. Words can deceive you. Giving you so much attention who supposedly by your dad or mom can deceive you. But mommy isn't there, daddy isn't there, kaya nga Kristiyano ka eh. Kaya may friends ka sa church, we're gonna stick to you, we're gonna stick as closer as a brother, no matter what. We're gonna help you, we're gonna defend you, we're gonna protect you. And that's the goal of courtship, pursuing a relationship with a view towards marriage. Everybody say marriage. That's why we can't defraud. Hindi pwede tayo magpasakay. Hindi tayo pwedeng magmanipulate. Hindi tayo pwedeng mag-take advantage. What's defrauding? To promise something that you cannot righteously fulfill or have no intention of fulfilling. One of our Lifebox directors, all right, CJ Nunag, who's attending Victory Galleria, here's what he said. Dating without the intent of marrying is like shopping without money. Got that? Either you get frustrated or you'll take something that's not yours. You're dating someone without the intent of marrying someone, this girl. What are you doing? What is that? Folks, that's biblical relationship. You will never ever get wrong if you follow God's principles based on His Word. And for you, married men and women, about courtship, men, never end courting your wife, not because you have her as a wife, that ends it all. No, it's a continuous thing. That's why we encourage men and women, husband and wives, to have their date. Your time being together, expressing one another, anything under the sun, your frustration, whatever it takes for you to build that relationship, and men courting your wife, not because it's Valentine's Day. This is part of relationship. Are you hearing me out here? Wife, be gracious to your husband. Be gracious. Don't nag. Don't come up with such demands. Show respect and love. Don't give in to so-called familiarity. Ito na naman siya. Ito na naman. Alam mo, ganito. Ito na naman ta. Can you just be gracious? Can you just be nice? Miski corny, miski baduy. Importante nilabas ka, importante kinausap ka, importante may effort. E paano, Pastor Mark, kung wala effort? Kaya nga nandito siya ngayon, eh, dinala mo eh. First one, you gotta work, wait on our relationships. And not only that, you gotta know your boundaries as well. Secondly, this is for parents. All right? How many parents do we have here in the house? Lift up your hands right now. If you're a parent, you have kids, lift up your hands. Oh, this is for you. Great. If you're a husband and wife, you don't have kids yet, lift up your hands. No kids yet. Good for you. This is for... All right. This is for your future. Parents, get involved. But you should also know your boundaries. Verse 19 says, Laban says, it is better that I give her to you than to some other man. Stay here with me. I'd rather choose this guy. This guy is God-fearing, Cristiano. Oh, I like this. Why would you settle for anybody out there who's a nice guy but doesn't have Christ in his heart? And maybe, for all of you here today, maybe you're single. You have someone, a relationship with boyfriend, girlfriend who's not a Christian. All right? And maybe it's there. Yeah, bring him to church. Have the opportunity to be in that church. We're not condemning you. Hello? We're not here to condemn. We're here to make it right. Who knows? God is sovereign. But the whole of the matter is we want to teach men and women the proper way of relating and getting into courtship. Are you here with me? I was so encouraged and blown away when I heard this story. The wife of our pastor in Green Hills, all right? The wife of Pastor Dennis, Tammy. She was relating a story wherein her dad, when she was 6 years old, would have spend time with her on a date. And her dad will pray and bless her with a prayer and says, Lord, I just pray for the future mate of my daughter, that she will not end up with the wrong guy, but who's a godly Christian, a godly man, and all. Pray every week, every day, pray for that future of this lady. Guess what happened? This lady grew up in church, was part of our church. Guess what? With that looks, a lot of men pursued her. Businessmen, rich guys, models, singers, whatever you can call it, all of the above. You know what? She turned them down. No sweat. Turned them down. Why? She knew exactly. There's a guy out there that God has prepared for me. And I'm waiting for that man. It's not based on the world's ways. Kumundo lang, pare. Baka mayaman na yan. Sobrang yaman yan. But didn't pursue what she really wants. There's somebody out there that God prepared for me. And I'm gonna wait for that man. You know who that man is? This guy over here. That guy. Look at that guy. Wow. All right. Wow. Look at that guy. All right. Ayos ba? He's one of our finest pastors, senior pastor, Pastor Dennisy. Di pang umingiti yan. Pag umingiti yan, walang mata. Alam mo, daming tinurn down ni Tammy. All right? And yung nga, yung Perez niya, nung nagko-court si Pastor Dennis sa kanya, hindi pa siya pastor eh. Nagko-court, hindi, nasa full-time na si Dennis, no? Nagko-court yung, di ba, si Dennis kay Tammy, alam mo yung parent, cool lang. Okay, fine. Tinan niya, ba't ganun? Hindi ka stricto, hindi ka, eh, pinag-pray ko na kay God eh. Ilang beses ko na pinag-pray eh. And I know my daughter, she's a godly woman. She's not going to give in to any jerk out there. She knows her stance. She knows what she wants. Give her the liberty. The parent knows the boundaries. Eh kung siguro ko tayo, ay wag yan na. O hindi ganyan yan na. Ay ito gusto ko, anak. Hindi ganyan. Dapat ganito may business. Dapat ganyan yan. O diba? Dapat nasa, hello? One day, we're all going to release our children. We're all going to release our kids. Folks, listen to this. It is never too late for some of you who have teenagers. Maybe the reason somehow they made a blunder. Where are the fathers? Where were you when they needed you? Why do you have to wait for a problem for you to come in and address it where we can address it today and disciple them and mentor them and talk to them man to man, bring them out. Just be a dad and a friend to our own kids. The thin line between courtship and marriage is this. Preparing to get out of the mother's nest. If you're going to pursue and going to get married out there, folks, friends, men, listen to this. Get out of your house. I appreciate my mom. My mom would tell me, if you're going to get married, you're on your own, kid. She was telling me, Mama ain't here. Eh, bunso ako eh. Mommy. Mom. Sorry. You're out of here. And that's what happened to us. I knew very well. I had to do that. Mommy knows best. The Bible says, there's a principle called leave and cleave. The Bible tells us in Genesis 22, verse 23, then the man said, this at last is bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of a man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. It is important, men and women, if you're going to get married, you don't stay in the house of any, whether the parent's mom or the parent's husband, you don't stay. You get out. Do something about it. Make sure you did this right. You do this right and be an example for the next generation. Why is that? Because that's what the Bible says. It's biblical. Second, it's an exercise. It's something that God wants for men to exercise his leadership. Your wife and your kids are your first family. All right? If you're married, the shift of loyalty happens when you say, I do. Once you say, I do, you're my wife, you may not kiss the bride. That responsibility is over between the moms and the dads. That's why we declare, you may now kiss your bride, husband and wife. Do you understand this? Parents, give your children a chance to build their marriages. If they have problems, so be it. Just pray for them. Trust the Lord. Don't get into the way and be the counselor. Just pray and trust your kids. Shift from parent mode to a mentor, guide, support, and you not controlling. Let me say that. Parents not controlling. Are you still here with me? The secret to marriage is to ask what Jesus did and do. Ephesians chapter 5. Here's the way Jesus relate to what love is. ESV version says, verse 25, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. The best way for marriage to work is to ask God, Lord, what is it that you want? You know, before I came here, I was in the office. I have a friend who has been, we've been together with Pastor Donnie. Pastor Donnie, by the way, he's around. He'll be preaching 7 p.m. And there was this girl that we've been friends for a long time during U-Belt days. This girl is so secure. This lady is so secure. She's never been married. She's 40 plus years old. And she was asking me, Mark, what do you think? Do you think I'm going to get, you know, all that? And you know what I said? You know, don't ask me. Don't ask a pastor that question. You ask God. I don't have an answer. I'm not here to give you answers, but I'm here to pray for you, to give you probably godly counsel, but for me to answer certain issues, problems, it's God. Bottom line is, we're here to honor God in our relationship. You have boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. Are you honoring God? Your marriages, are we honoring God? Here's the bottom line. Jesus gave himself up for us. And that's why we need to give up ourselves for someone, not because of what we want, because of our own self-fulfillment. Are you here with me? Not because of our own way of saying, hey, look, this is, if you're going to love me, here's what I want, what I need. No. There should be mutual respect, mutual fulfillment, and sacrifice. Giving ourselves for one another. Why? Because that's the way Jesus showed and demonstrated his love, by giving himself for us. As we end this topic, in courtship, we seek the honor of God and fulfill his desire, not our desire, but his desire to the person he prepared for us in marriage. Men, women, you got to work, you got to pursue, but at the same time, you got to wait. But at the same time, you got to develop those convictions. There are boundaries that we're not going to cross, or else it's going to be dishonoring to God. Not dishonor to my parents, but to dishonor my God. I'm not going to do that. It's so important for us to understand. Everything boils down because we seek to honor God, especially in courtship, and we want to fulfill not your desire, not my desire, but God's desire for this person that he prepared for me. There's a right timing, a right person, and the right way of giving into a relationship. And so today, I hope you understand this. I hope husband and wife need to understand the importance of dating together continuously. I hope that you'll take this seriously. And it's not Popoys or Bashas or whoever out there, but it's what God wants, that we're here to honor Him. Can we just bow our heads right now? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we want to honor You. Holy Spirit, I thank You that You're here today. I thank You that Your word is living and active, sharper than any other sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It penetrates and cuts our hearts. Lord, I thank You for this moment. I thank You, Lord God, that You're a God who wants us to realign to You and Your will. Lord, if there's any one of us that somehow we focus love based on ourselves, our selfishness, Lord, You want to say, forgive us. Lord, we mistakenly view love as the world dictates, even as we dictate, but not as You want. And Lord God, today, I just pray for everyone who's here today, whether we've been married for many years, we're just newlyweds, we're in a relationship with someone, a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, we're as a student, Lord God, who wants to do it right, all across the board, all across the place here, Lord, I just pray, You create a godly conviction that we will follow what Your word says, that the bottom line is the honor of God and the fulfillment of Your desire. Because there's somebody out there that You are at work with, that You are preparing for us to have our long-time partner in life. If you're a single person in the house, would you lift up your hands? I want to pray for you. All the single ladies, all the single men in the house, lift up your hands. Father, I thank You that You know every person who's here today. I just thank You that You know them very well. And it doesn't matter whatever background they were part of, whatever experience, maybe painful experiences. But Lord, what matters is from this day on, next week, the coming years, and their future. For You know the plans You have for them, Lord. For them not to be harmed, but for them to prosper, but for them to give life and a future. And so Lord God, today I just pray for every single people that Lord, Holy Spirit, convict them. Holy Spirit, renew their minds. Holy Spirit, build that godly conviction that they will get this right. And so, Father, I pray that You would raise up a generation with the students who are here today, that You will be the one to lead us. You'll be the one to convict us. And our heart's desire is for Your honor, and that we will follow Your desire and not ours. Put your hands. I want to pray for all the married couples are here today. If you're married, lift up your hands right now. Father, we pray for the husband and the wives that You continue to spur the love for one another. Lord, protect us from any schemes, temptation of the enemy. Protect us from any words. Protect us from any media, entertainment, what we watch, the world's ways. But Lord God, enable us to be an example of raising up a godly family. And it starts with our relationship with us, husband and wives. Lord, I pray that we will live for Your honor, that we would live for Your desire, that even as we grow old, we will fall in love to one another, just like Jacob to Rachel. Lord, that's my prayer for every husband and wives who are here today. Can you put your hands down? Can we just bow our heads right now? Just bow our heads. Lord, I pray, maybe there are people today who's not into a right relationship. It's all a matter of selfish love. That's why there's condemnation, there's guilt. I feel like some of you here, I don't know who you are, but I just like to say this. Having a living-in partner, living-in relationship is not right. That's why there's condemnation. There's pain and hurtful moments. It's not being blessed by God. we're here for you. To the fact that you're here today, maybe God is speaking to you to get it right. If you have that kind of relationship, you can turn to us. As pastors and leaders, we're here to stand with you. We're not here to put you down. I believe the Lord is speaking to us. The Lord wants to change us. The Lord wants us to get right with Him. And so, Lord God, right now, I just pray for peace, joy, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray even as we leave this place, give us a proper perspective of what relationship is. And may we follow your will. Lord, not our will, not our selfishness, but we follow only what is due your name, that is honorable to you. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you deserve our praise. You deserve all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, amen.